Yo, what's good, everybody? Just being completely candid with you all, I actually have no idea what I'm going to talk about, but my goal is to provide as much value as I possibly can within this time span. This is like a mental exercise, and that will lead me to my first point. You got to challenge yourself every single day, however you can, because it'll pay off in the long run. Training yourself to do the hard things, and when you see a situation that you can make into a challenge or a competition with yourself, you should definitely frame it in that way, because that's just another way that you can grow, have an edge on your competition in whatever you're trying to pursue, and ultimately make you a better version of yourself. For me, it is simply clicking record and seeing what coherent thoughts and ideas I can string together that will provide value to the listener. You got to think of ways that you can challenge yourself, and it's pretty easy once you train yourself to look for these opportunities. You can find them pretty easily. For me, another one is to challenge myself to read at least one sentence every day. And that's another key. You have to put the standard when you're starting out really low so you will actually do it. If you're trying to build the habit of reading or even see the value of reading, literally just tell yourself, I'm going to read at least one sentence a day. Anyone can read one sentence. So it's definitely an achievable goal, but creating that low standard will actually motivate you to do it. It's not like you're saying, starting tomorrow, I'm going to read 30 minutes a day. I would not do that. That's too much, man. Because I'm an action taker. Personally, I mean, reading is fine. You can definitely learn a lot from reading and it helps you take better action. But I find when I'm on autopilot mode, I just want to do stuff for the entire day. I don't want to take a break to read. So that's why, for me, just reading at least one sentence a day has been a good way to get some reading in. Because, honestly, books really do help you take better action because you can learn from people who have done what you want to do. So even if you're a natural action taker, you have to model success if you want to achieve your goals as fast as possible. That's my first point. Very important stuff. The second point is, I mean, and this may sound obvious, but I just want to say it because I've seen it to be true in my own life and based on the people that I know who have been pretty successful. You have to stick to one goal. You can't bounce around and one day say, I'm going to pursue this goal. I'm motivated to reach the top and I'm dedicating my life to this. And then a week later, you completely change your course of action. You can't do that every single week. Obviously, pivoting is okay. I'm just saying that if you want to be successful in the long term, you have to continuously make progress in one area of interest for a long period of time, honestly, because it doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to continuously stack successes on top of each other, and then eventually it'll look like you're a huge success, but in reality, you've just stacked a bunch of micro goals on top of each other to hit your macro goal. That's really how it works. And if you're always switching from goal to goal, it's like you're resetting the stack every single week or every single month, and you're not really going to make that much progress. Instead of having 5 different side hustles, just pick one and try to master it. And the sooner that you can find the thing you want to master, the better, because that means you can start stacking your successes earlier. I'm grateful to have found a passion for self-improvement at a young age, so I started stacking these micro goals at a pretty young age. That's why I'm pumped to see where I'm at in 10 years. That's going to be insane. I know I'm going to be ridiculously successful. Even though I already am, I'm going to be even more successful. And that's just how I feel, because I love self-improvement and I'm just going to keep on stacking on top of what I already have. And I want you guys to do the exact same thing. figure out through self-reflection. So if you can find space to do self-reflection, but also be honest with yourself, I feel like that's the easiest way to find out what you want to pursue with your life, not just your career, but how you want to structure your life. You can't get trapped in what other people say about your life, because at the end of your life, really, you are just going to be sitting with yourself and you're going to be reflecting on the decisions you have made. And nobody wants someone else to run their life, because they're not living your life, man. And they're not going to be there in your mind. Only you are with yourself. And this may sound obvious, but it's important to remember. Of course, you can use other people's opinions or recommendations as a helpful tool to make your final decision, but that's the thing. The decision you make has to be your final decision. And in order to get in touch with yourself to realize what you truly want, it is helpful to just sit by yourself with no technology, just you and your thoughts and silence, and get in touch with your gut feeling. And what does your gut feeling say you should do? Really that simple. And I have actually said this on past podcasts, but I always want to reiterate it, because I think one of the best things, or at least for me, one of the elements that have made me the most happy in my life is the fact that I feel like I'm in control of my life. And the reason why is because I make all of my own decisions. I take the time to self-reflect, sit in a quiet room, and really think out all the options, and then choose the option that I think is the best. But I also factor in what other people have told me. I mean, you can't just say, no, screw people's opinions, they don't matter. Honestly, they could matter. They could help you out if you really hear them out, because they're genuinely trying to help. That's honestly why they're, most of the time, why people give you their opinions, is because they think that they are helping you out. So you can at least consider what they have to say, at least somewhat factor it into your decision-making process, because they might have a great point. And you have to hear out, it's kind of like you have to collect data points and then use all of those data points to make the final conclusion. But as long as your final conclusion comes from your independent thought, then you're all good. If that happens, then I believe you will have no regrets, because that's just what has worked for me and the people that I know. They like to feel like they are in charge of their life. They're in control and they're the one making the decision. Very important stuff. Other than that, lately I've just been working all the time. I can't remember when the last time I posted a podcast was, but in this gap of time from the last podcast to this one, it's really been straight grind mode. And I'm the type of person who I just love taking action. My bias is action. That's why I was saying earlier that reading books, honestly, is not natural for me, because I just feel like I'm sitting there and I would rather do something. I'm a doer. I'd rather go out into the world, talk to people, call people, email, run ads, you know, just doing things. Checking things off the to-do list is my natural bias. So that's just what I've been doing. Working on my business. And at the end of the day, business is a hypothesis test. Running a business, you're just hypothesis testing. This can also apply to anything in your life that you want, but more specifically your career. If you want to find out, you have to first determine what your end goal is, and then you have to plug in different hypotheses to reach that end goal. And once you find the ones that work, you just stick with those and you ride it out until the market changes and you have to change your hypothesis. Like the if, for example, it's an if-then statement. So you have to keep changing the if statement until you find the one that works. So if I do this, then I'll achieve my end goal. And you have to keep testing different strategies until you find the one strategy that works for you. And you just stick with that. That's what I've been doing. Doubling down on what works while also testing new strategies to see if something else works even better. And you can apply this even if you're not an entrepreneur. I mean, you just got to think of what is your end goal. Is your end goal to get promoted to a certain position? Well, great. Plug in different if statements until you find the one that works for you. There's an endless amount of options, and you just have to stick, you have to ride out the one that is allowing you to advance the fastest and get you closest to your end goal. And then once you reach the end goal, obviously you do the same thing again. You set a new if statement and you ride that one out and just keep testing different if statements until it gets you to your end goal. That's the way to do it, man. That's why self-reflection and self-awareness is so important, because it allows you to realize what is working and what isn't, and it prevents you from going into the autopilot mode, because I feel like we have two modes. Autopilot, which is when you're just taking action and executing the things that you thought about, and then the other mode is self-reflection. Or you can refer to it as clouds and dirt. So clouds is when you're in the clouds, analyzing the big picture, defining your strategy, and dirt is when you are in autopilot, just cranking it out, grinding it out, taking action. And when you're taking action, you're not really thinking, you're just doing. There was a quote, I forget who said it, but I recently heard it on a podcast. I actually heard this from Richard Koch, the guy who came up, or he wrote the book called The 80-20 Principle, which is one of my favorite books. I'm referring to it a lot right now. He said this quote, action drives out thought. So when you're taking action, you're not really thinking, you're just doing. That is good, but you have to couple that with thought. That's why I'm saying, if you want to be successful, you have to have the clouds. You have to be in clouds mode sometimes, and you have to be in dirt mode other times. Clouds is when you're thinking, you're strategizing, you're coming up with a plan, and dirt is when you are executing the plan. And you have to keep on switching back and forth between these two modes. You can't just be thinking, because then you won't get anywhere. And you can't just be doing, because you might be taking the wrong types of action when it's obvious that there's a better and easier way to reach your goal. So essentially you're wasting your time, or you're taking action on something that doesn't work and you don't even realize it doesn't work. So you have to take smart action. That's what the self-reflection helps you with, taking smart action. And obviously the grinding and action taking helps you see the results of what you actually want, because you're putting it into motion. Very essential. Clouds and dirt. That's a Gary V expression. Gotta have both, man. Gotta have both. And yeah, I mean, I just wanted to bring you this quick message. That's pretty much all I have to say. Just been taking action on my goals, trying to build this business, trying to help more people get in better physical. Basically, the reason why I do all of this and why I started Elevate Wellbeing is because I just want to help people improve their physical and mental health. If I can do that, then I am succeeding with my life. I want to take knowledge that I've accumulated through my passion of self-improvement and pass it along to others so they can live longer, healthier lives and spend more time with the people they love. If I can do that, then my life was a success, and my life is a success. It's a constant thing. I'm always going to be grinding on this goal. The results don't really matter to me that much. However, they actually do somewhat matter, not as much as the thing I just stated, the service-oriented goal. But the reason why the money does matter is because it helps you achieve your goals even faster. It'll help me help more people, which is my ultimate goal. I can use money to donate to a nonprofit I believe in. I can use that money to grow my business even more and impact even more people. So money really is the tool that you can use to achieve your goals faster. As long as you have a noble goal or a goal that fills you with fulfillment, then money will just accelerate that fulfillment. So it's actually a great tool. So results do matter, actually, regarding money. But even greater than that is the simple fact that if I am helping people improve their physical and mental health, then I'm happy. And I'm doing that right now, so I'm pumped. That's really all I care about at this moment, because it's the pandemic and I'm kind of just doubling down on my business during this time because I can't really do much else. So might as well just achieve my career goals. And I hope you guys are using this quarantine time wisely if you are watching this and still in quarantine, because we are blessed with a lot of free time and we obviously can decide how we want to spend it. Might as well spend it wisely. Why not? We have all this time. And what if we used this time to move our life towards the life we want to live, our dream life? And if you are living your dream life right now, great. However, it's always fun to strive for more. Love the process of striving for more. It makes life exciting. It's like you're living in a video game. If you're constantly striving for more, it's like a video game. There's new missions to do. If I'm in a video game and I beat the game kind of gets boring after that. I don't really feel as incentivized to play it. I don't know what to do. I become complacent. I just stop trying and mess around. That's why you got to constantly set new goals. Constantly strive for more while being content with where you're at right now. Just think of it like a video game. You love playing the video game. It's fun. Yet you're still trying to advance forward and achieve the next mission. All right, everybody. That's about all I have to say. I hope you all have a fantastic day. Take care.